Well, last night, the education of the province's children was the topic of conversation as the three-party leaders sat down to take part in the Newfoundland and Labrador Teachers Association Leaders Forum. NLTA President Dean Ingram joins us live this morning to discuss that. Good morning, Mr. Ingram.
And good morning to you and your audience.
So first of all, for those of us that didn't listen last night, or anybody out there that's listening now that didn't know this was on the go, what were the range of topics?
Well, it ranged for a number of things regarding education, discussions about commitments to treating education as an investment, to a commitment to seeing the teacher allocation model reviewed and revisited, which we've been advocating for a number of years. That being said, though, I think it's important for me at the outset to say that I'm very pleased for the association, I'm pleased for membership, that three of the leaders did offer their commitments to education. In our promise last night, Mr. Pelly of the Newfoundland Labrador Alliance, due to medical concerns, wasn't able to join us last night, but I know that he was very interested, and we certainly wish him well in his recovery and all the best going forward. I know for all the leaders, it's a very busy time, and I'd like to thank them for participating in our forum. In terms of what was said last night, I was very pleased to see that all three party leaders stressed the importance of education as an investment, not an expense, as I just mentioned. It's something we've been advocating for a long time.
What specific issues were dealt with?
They talked about technology, but one very important commitment that was made by the Liberals, the Progressive Conservatives, and the NDP is that they will follow through on an independent review of the teacher allocation model. We're certainly of the position that this review is vital to ensuring proper resourcing of our classrooms and ultimately to the educational outcomes of this province. And if we're going to move forward, we need to have this educational move to ensure we do get the economic recovery. I was pleased to see reference to teacher mental health and stress and workload on teachers, and certainly looking to put in place what the system needs for the benefit of our students, which will come by providing teach what they need. Learning conditions, our teaching conditions are intertwined. You cannot separate one from the other. I was pleased to hear a general discussion about that.
As the head of the NLTA, there must have been, you know, a few things on your agenda that you wanted to get covered last night. Did you get any answers to the questions that you had?
Well, we did hear a lot of very positive comments from the leaders last night, and I was certainly encouraged, but I think it's important that all three leaders, and they recognize and acknowledge that we do hold the plan of them accountable to those statements that they made long after February 13th. We didn't plan the forum as just a stage for leaders to tell us what we wanted to hear. We need to see the commitments made, those commitments realized, and we do plan to hold them accountable.
Did either one of them say anything that happened to stand out to you last night, whether good or bad?
Well, I think one thing we certainly heard that I was pleased to see as a reference is a commitment to the teacher allocation model and committing to that review, which is long overdue, is committed to a decade ago, but a commitment by all three to carry that through. I was pleased to hear to say that the leaders are committed to working with our association, all of them represent, and they respect the expertise of our province teachers. The bottom line is that it is the teachers who know the realities in the classroom. It is the voice and opinion of the teachers, their expertise, their professional expertise that needs to be respected.
And what are the main concerns for teachers here in Newfoundland and Labrador heading into this election?
Teachers of this province have been under a tremendous amount of strain for a number of years. COVID has certainly accented and enhanced the crystallization of what teachers had to do and the importance of teachers, the importance of the work that they do. Teachers need supports. We need to examine class sizes coupled with class composition issues. We need to look to the mental health, not only of our students, but the strains and how that's impacting our teachers. So to whoever forms government on February 13th, I would certainly say this, we'll be watching. And the teachers of this province are watching. Our members are watching. Their families are watching. And we do expect commitments made, our commitments followed through on.
And speaking of watching, you know, about 60% of those polled at VOCM.com last week on our question of the day say that they weren't paying any attention whatsoever to this election. Do you know how many people actually were engaged and watched this forum last night?
I haven't seen the statistics today. The only number I had in front of me is those that are actually watching over the Facebook live feed, which is over 400. But there are another couple of avenues people could have utilized to watch it. I'm looking forward to seeing those statistics today. But for those that have not been paying attention, this is a very important question. Who is it that will represent you going forward? Who will be in task with making decisions about the governance of the province as you move forward? So I would ask everyone to consider who would best move the this province who would actually support your children to the greatest extent going forward, and take that as part of the account. Before you decide whether to support any of the candidates to be your MHA, ask them the question, to what degree do they support providing your children with the education they need and deserve?
With, you know, such a huge financial problems facing this province, are you confident that the money can be found to address what needs to be fixed in the education system?
This province is in an economic situation, to say the least. But I've also maintained that when you look at education, it should be treated as an investment. And all leaders indicated that. There are numerous studies that show that when you invest in education, it pays economic dividends in the future. We have I'm looking at a report in front of me from the Commerce Board of Canada, which clearly indicates exactly that. And the Commerce Board of Canada isn't necessarily a public, an organization that would necessarily be advocating for investment in public service. But they do have been advocating for investments in education. The question to be asked is twofold. One is not can we afford to, can we afford not to, if we're going to have the brighter futures we all need and deserve. And secondary to that, the question isn't always about how much money you have to spend, it's how you choose to spend the money you do have. Strategic investments in education will pay economic dividends going forward and get this province to the place that it needs to be.
Dean Ingram, thank you for joining us on the VOCM Morning Show today, and thank you for organizing that forum last night.
My pleasure, and you're kindly welcome.
That is Dean Ingram, president of the Newfoundland and Labrador Teachers Association. It is